terrible theology and some things.
So I have a question, Laverne. If you know you got some terrible theology and Jesus says you must worship me in spirit and truth, and I just told you, he said, if you worship in false man-made ways, you worship in vain. Why wouldn't you repent of those? Because I love you. I would challenge you. Why wouldn't you repent of those and put them away for the glory of God?
Well, I do. With a lot of stuff, I've repented from a lot of stuff, and I also have some that I haven't repented from. But
do you know if you die in your unrepented sin, you know you don't go to heaven?
I have confidence that I have my sin paid for.
No, you don't, because see, Hebrews 10:26 says, if we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice for our sin. So let me ask you a question. Can an open murderer, can he kill people and say, I believe in Jesus, and you think he'll go to heaven?
So you're saying...
Well, wait, could you answer that? Do you think a murderer...
No, hold on. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
If that's the case, are you free of sin?
I'm not... I don't teach sinless perfection, but here's what I teach. Is if you know that you fall into sin or choose sin or you do a sin, you better repent of it. You better ask forgiveness. The Bible says he's faithful and just to cleanse us. And then... Yeah. Okay, hold on. You asked me to answer. And then you have to forsake it and turn from it. Yeah. You told me you know you're keeping sin. That's a difference, see? So I don't keep sin, but I can sin. I need to repent of that sin and turn from it. The Anabaptists keep sin, and they're going to perish because of it. Because again, go back to what I said. Hebrews 10:26, if you willfully sin. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments and obey me. Mm-hmm. So are you obeying and loving God when you keep false ways and sin? There you go. So you're not loving God, so your soul's on the line. Mm-hmm. And again, no sin that you won't forsake is going to be forgiven of you. That's a lie. That's what the evangelicals believe. I'm surprised. Can I ask, like, what body you're associated with?
I'm not exactly associated with the body right now.
Okay. But where did you come out of?
I do attend a Baptist church.
Oh, Baptist. Frequently. I thought you said you're Anabaptist.
Well,
you came out of the Mennonites, probably?
I am.
Okay.
I'm kind of a type of person that doesn't fit in anywhere. Honestly.
Yeah, well, that's good. Maybe that's who God's looking for. Now, the Baptists often believe you just believe, raise your hand, say a prayer, you're going to heaven. Yeah. Jesus covered all your sins. It's not what the Bible teaches.
I definitely see a lot of things that are false doctrine.
You got to turn from those. You can't live in them. You can't associate with them.
Uh-huh. But I also believe that that Christ paid for our sins.
Not if we don't leave them. He said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven.
I believe if you have sin that's not repented of that you're aware of.
No, I don't have any sin that I haven't repented of that I'm aware of. If you can show me my sin and prove it to me in the scriptures, I'll repent of it. That's the difference between willful sin. If I said to you, that's my wife over there, I cheat on her a lot, but I'm still a Christian, what would you say? Would you say I'm a godly man?
No.
No. You'd say I'm in trouble of hellfire.
I would say that the Bible says that the people that do those things are not born again.
Well, that's not true, because you just told me you're a Christian. You just told me you keep false ways and sin. So that's you.
It doesn't say that about every sin. It does say that about sexual sin.
Sexual sin? Mm-hmm. In Acts 5 was husband and wife. What killed them?
In Acts 5.
Yeah. God killed a husband and a wife.
For basically lying.
One lie.
Deceptive.
One lie. Christmas is a lie. Easter's a lie. Good Friday's a lie. Calling yourself a Mennonite. I call them Mannonites. I call them Mannonites because they're named after a man. Do you think Menno Simons would be happy that they named themselves after him?
I want to get a word in. I believe that... that the reason he killed them just like that is because they were hypocritic, and I believe that they because they were hypocritic, I believe that God knew that God's all knowing, right?
Mm-hmm. So what's hypocritical? Saying one thing, doing another. The Anabaptists say they love God, but they don't obey him. That's hypocritical.
Okay.
You told me you love God, but you're not obeying him. You keep false ways. That's hypocritical. Because I love you enough to call you out of that. I need to call you to repentance.
It's not hypocritical because I admitted to you that
No, it is hypocritical. If you're keeping your sin, I admitted, hey, I got a girlfriend on my wife. Is that hypocritical against my commitment to her? Of course it is. Of course it is. Just because you admit you're keeping sin doesn't mean you're going to be cleansed of it. You have to forsake it and turn from it.
Hypocritical is a little bit different than that. It's saying one thing, but sinning.
Like going to church.
Pretending to do one thing.
Right. Going to church, saying you love God, saying prayers. The Bible says in John 9, God doesn't hear the prayers of those who sin. He won't hear your prayers if you keep sinning. So do you believe you can keep living in sin and go to heaven and Jesus is just going to cleanse you? You can live in willful sin. Like you said you're doing.
It depends what it is, but...
Where does the Bible say which sin we don't have to do?
Okay.
Or we don't have to leave?
It doesn't, but the Bible says which sins are the ones that are not saved.
No. What verse says that? The Bible says everywhere from murderers to sodomites to liars are going to go to hell.
Okay.
And if you keep false doctrine, you have no part of true Christ.
I would love to continue this conversation.
You got my phone number.
I do?
Yeah. You got my phone number? Yeah. There's a track good for Baptists. Okay. There's a track good for Anabaptists. And we love people. We want you to realize that you can't live in your sin. You can't be associated to false man-made traditions and claim a holy God. You must turn from that, repent from that, leave it, forsake it, and follow Christ and lose your life.
So are you alone? Do you have a group?
We're Home Fellowship Christians.
By yourself?
No. I know saints all over the world.
Okay.
But I travel, so I'm not in one place at any one time.
All right. I'd love to continue this conversation.
Yeah. You got my... Do you email?
Yeah, I do.
I got email. You can get to my email. I have a large website. God's given me the ability to retire early, travel, meet people like you. This is awesome. And please, hear my heart. I love you. I want you to come to the fullness of the truth. And the Bible says we're to flee and repent and turn from all false ways. Let me preach the gospel to you quickly. Jesus came and shed his blood.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect man, perfect God man. Shed his blood, rose again to defeat death, shed his blood to forgive sins. A lot of people, like Baptists, say, just believe in Jesus and you're good to go. He covered all your sin. That's not true.
I understand that.
The Bible says, repent. Jesus' first ministry words, John the Baptist's first ministry words were, repent and turn. Do works worthy of repentance. Make fruit worthy of repentance. Then you'll be born again by the Spirit. Hold on, let me finish the gospel. Then you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. If you truly are born again. We used to be drunks and partiers. We weren't born into this.
Me too.
We were drunks and partiers and worldly people. When you really are born again, you hate sin.
Yeah.
You hate every false way. You hate pagan holidays. You hate false gospels. You strive in holiness and obedience. How you talk, how you act, how you dress, who you associate with, how you spend your money is all an example of the glory of God. How you're living for the glory of God. So holiness and obedience rule in your life, and then you have to endure in that for the rest of your life. Are you married?
Yep.
Okay. You got to endure in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say you're successful today and fail next year. You got to endure.
Yeah.
You got to endure in the faith. And that's on the gospel cards.
Yeah.
That's the gospel. Most people are going to church, going to a religious system, saying they're okay, saying I give up the big sins, but I keep a lot of small sins. Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect. I want to help you strive to be perfect in Him.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you again sometime, okay?
You contact me. And
right.
When are you moving?
Oh, a couple months.
Are you from here?
Originally, yeah.
Are you going to be with Anabaptists up there?
Kind of, yeah.
I'm gonna pray you may change your mind about that. I'm from that area. Cashton, Ontario, you probably know about that. From that area. We didn't come out of the Anabaptists. But I got a lot of articles on my website that show you the hypocrisy, the sin of the Anabaptists. There, you know, the Anabaptists used to be fiery preachers going out preaching the gospel. Anabaptists now just live on little farms and like to make money.
Yeah, I know it is a lot like that.
Yep, and they hate men like me when I show up and preach righteousness. They say, you're not meek. Was Jesus meek when he turned the tables over and made a whip?
Well, not always, no. I mean, he might have been meek, but...
Right, meekness comes and goes, doesn't it? Yeah. Hey, I love you. Thank you for stopping.
All right.
I hope to hear from
Thanks
you.
For the talk.
Thank you for the water. God be praised.